Hey guys, this is Jamie, your host with Broken Image. Guys, I'm super excited to get into it. This is our second episode, first official podcast, but second episode altogether with Broken Image. Guys, I'm not letting off on the videos, okay? I do feel the videos is also a great intimate touch, but I want to give my audience two opportunities. This is just getting started. I'm seeing how God is going to let everything unfold, but the most important thing is the message, not the design aspect of it. That's gonna come. One thing about me is I'm a creator at heart, but I truly do not want to get so engulfed in staying so strong on the aesthetics that it's fading the message out. My broken image. Last episode was pretty deep. I mean, guys, I kind of just put all my business out here, right? I'm 32 years old. I'm going through a divorce and I just had a baby boy. Like I said before, no one could have told me that my life would have resulted to some of the things it has. But I've been finding a new voice from this broken image. I mean, I'm gonna be real. God told me to walk away from this marriage. He did. And it was not easy at first. Because I'm like, God, how are you going to tell me to walk away from something that you put together? I didn't just, you know, rush into a marriage. Let me set one thing straight. I did not rush into a marriage. I did not fall for the fairy tale of just wanting to have a big glamorous wedding and get married and the ring and the house. That was not the case. I really felt like, God, this was it. But you know what? As I kept questioning why things did not make sense, a lot of things started to unfold once my healing process of my brokenness started to be poured in by God. So back to the story. I felt that God told me to walk away from my marriage. I actually had two dreams as well. It was this guy in a dream. He had more of like a New Orleans type of swag. He was just like, "You still there?" And this was the second dream. And I'm like, why am I dreaming about a guy asking me if I'm still there? So it didn't make sense. However, a lot of other things started to unfold. The marriage just was not getting better. And one thing I've realized is that it does truly take two people. I mean, sometimes we might just not be at the same pace in life, but in the day, two people eventually has to have the same mindset to make something work. So we got separated. You know, we separated. I mean, he went his way, I went mine. And at the end of the day, it was already just mentally checked out of the marriage with that person. Literally, I'm just like, God, this is, I'm not gonna lie, I'm scared because I haven't really been on my own. I went from my parents' house to college and graduated college back to my parents' house. Then from my parents' house, I went to my house once I got married. So I did not know about paying bills on my own or anything like that. I mean, I'm talking about paying real bills where it's just like, okay, you're under your own roof. You purchase your own house. You're paying your own car note, insurance, all of above, right? So I'm like, God, how am I going to do this? How am I really going to do this? Because I felt that I've always been told that I was not good with money and I didn't know what I was doing, as if my decision making was not top tier. But God showed out. When you trust God through the greatest fear, even when that just does not make sense, no matter, you look around and everybody else's story just looks like, you know what, let me just kind of stay where I'm at, let me stay complacent, because taking a step to what God is telling me, it just seems like I'm going to lose a lot. I would have lost so much more if I would have stayed, because I would have lost probably my mental. I would have probably felt more depressed. I mean, suicidal ideation could have became more surreal. You just never know. So I am proud of myself, because if no one hasn't told you, walking away from something that you know, it's not easy. That is one of the hardest thing in decisions that you can make, just to be honest. So I did a thing. I got my own place And God have supported me through this time. It has not been easy. But can I say I have lived life. I have lived a greater life. I have made some stupid and crazy decisions. Repentant. We gonna get more into it. You ain't gonna get too deep in my business. Or maybe so. I don't know. It's however God chooses to have me to unfold my journey to you. Because once again, I know I am here to help the next person get through their experience and be able to heal from their brokenness. Guys, I walked away and I am currently rediscovering my identity. An identity that I traded to have love, to feel accepted. I remember when I could not wear my hair certain ways without it being an argument, wear simple type of clothing, nothing provocative at all, and it still was something. I literally was dismantling who I was, and I could look in the mirror and could not even recognize who I was. What type of love is that? So just said a bunch. And I just really want to say, because I want to keep some of these episodes a little short, like a little appetizer, a little taste on the tongue. However, there's more things that I want to get more in depth in, because at the end of the day, we are healing through a journey, right, tribe? We really are. So whatever you are in, and if you feel like you have to trade who you are to be accepted, to be loved, to feel like you need to be popular, you need to run away like hell. Somebody that truly is for you is not going to make you feel like you have to trade who you are. It's probably because they're suffering from insecurities. It's probably because they do not know who they are. Do not allow the enemy tap dance on your mental and tap dance on your brain, where you just feel like you are in a battle and you are in a war with yourself because you do not know who you are. If you do not know who you are, how can God operate within you to be able to have you to go live out your purpose and touch the people that you need to touch? If you are in an identity that has been hijacked by somebody else, do not fall for the okie doke. Do not fall for it. It's real. It's serious. Guys, I really appreciate you just rocking with me, because I really feel that this is going to unfold in something greater that I can't even imagine. We're going to look back on this and we're going to be like, man, she started off like this, and look how things have just grown. Look how many people's lives have been impacted. Look how many relationships are building to become stronger, to be more transparent. So maybe when you start your next conversation, or you start that next relationship, or you looking to work on things, let's start with us being more transparent, authentic with one another. Let's say what we're really feeling, what we're really thinking, with love, with confidence. Pray about it as well, too. I always say that. If you're confused on something, pray about it. God will lead you. If you haven't gotten an answer, then he must haven't told you yet. A feeling that hasn't came from you was mostly God. And we'll talk about that as well, too. How can you know God is speaking to you versus your own inner thoughts or your own inner voice? Guys, this is Jamie Nicole, and thank you for going on this journey with Broken Image.